Turn to the Gospel of John. We're in the fourth chapter. So we work our way through the Gospel of John. We are now at the 27th verse of the fourth chapter. We'll be reading through the 42nd verse. Gospel of John, chapter 4, starting with the 27th verse, and it reads, "Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, 'What do you want?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, 'Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ?' They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, 'Rabbi, eat something.' 'I have food to eat that you know nothing about.' Then his disciples said to each other, 'Could someone have brought him food?' 'My food,' said Jesus, 'is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the reaper draws his wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows, another reaps. It is true, I have sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor. Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. 'He told me everything I ever did.' So, when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, 'We no longer believe because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world.'" Amen. Let's pray. Father God, as we come today and look at your word, Lord, we ask that you would truly send your Holy Spirit and power to illuminate these scriptures. Lord, that as we look here, the shadows that would occlude the truth would be wiped away by your brightness, by your light. Lord, that I pray that as I come here and preach, that your anointing and power would be upon me so that I might preach in power and in truth. Lord, might I preach out of your power and might I preach your truth. Heaven forbid, Lord, that I should preach the world's truth or out of my power. Father, I pray for all those who are here, that you will open their hearts and their minds to receive that which you have for them today. Lord, there's something here for everybody, and might nobody go away without that which you have put here for them. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a ton of stuff here, but we still have some things that have to go on after service, and I don't want things to go extremely long, so we're going to keep this short. And so if it feels like I missed something, my apologies. But, okay, here we go. First things first. When you see something as blatant as John's reference here to the attitudes of the disciples, you should pay attention to this. He remarks that they came up with it. He said, "Just then his disciples turned and were surprised to find him talking to a woman. But no one asked, 'What do you want?' or 'What are you talking about?'" He's pointing out the disciples just ignoring of the situation. They didn't understand what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. So they pretended it wasn't going on. It's called the ostrich syndrome. Anybody ever participate in that one? If I You know, I didn't see it. If I pretend I didn't see it, I don't have to explain it. Okay? Now, why would they do this? Well, remember, this is a Samaritan woman. We went over the whole bit about Samaritans and Jews and how they don't get along in issue. Plus, a rabbi shouldn't be talking with a woman anyways. There is one rabbinical school that believed that the less a man spoke with a woman, the better. He was just a waste of time to speak to a woman. Okay. A rabbinical school said this, not me. Just want to make that clear. This was part of the attitude of the day. Now, here Jesus is speaking to this woman. Now, why is a woman sit out at the well in the middle of the day? It's the heat of the day. This is the noon hour when this is going on. Well, the assumption that everybody would make is because the rest of the woman didn't want her around, or she didn't want to be around the rest of the woman when they normally went as a group to go do this. Because getting water from the well is heavy, hard labor. And the women of the village would do it together. Shared work is much better than and easier than work all by your lonesome. True? So why would a woman not do that? Well, maybe she's a woman of ill repute. She has a bad reputation. That would be the assumption. First off, she's a Samaritan. That's bad enough. Then she's a woman. Well, that's even worse. Now she's probably a woman of questionable morals. And yet the rabbi's speaking to her. Let's just pretend we didn't see it. Then we don't have to ask the explanation. You know, rabbi, what you doing up here when we weren't looking? Well, she leaves. And the boys... Okay, I know that just annoyed a whole bunch of you. We seem to be having problems with the microphone. I was making crackling noises and catching every motion I made. So we'll look at getting a different microphone. Enough on that. Okay. Boys are feeling better. The 12 guys, you know, the disciples. They were good shoppers. They went down to town and they bought food for their teacher. Come back because he was tired, he was hungry, and he didn't want to walk into town. Just said, you know, can you guys go get me some lunch? And then when they got it, they came back. Now I say, here, have something to eat. And he said, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. Now, in typical fashion, instead of asking Jesus, what do you mean by that, they turned to each other and said, did somebody else bring him food? Could he have hidden something someplace? What, you know, where did he get food that we don't know about? Maybe somebody else is, you know, maybe he's got another group of disciples someplace that we didn't know about. Who knows? These guys just sometimes do some strange things. But then when I look at the way I behave, I say, oh, I guess I do that too. Instead of turning to Jesus and saying, what do you mean, Lord? They turn to each other. Well, there's one lesson for us. They couldn't answer the question, but Jesus could. So maybe we ought to take that one. And he was drawing attention to what they were trying to ignore earlier. Because there was something going on there, something special. And they needed to know what it was. So Jesus responds to the question, which they don't ask him, but just discuss amongst themselves. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. He's talking about spiritual food. He's not talking about just food that fuels the physical body. He's talking about food that fuels the spiritual soul. I don't know if you've noticed this or knew this, but you are not just the physical. You are also spiritual. And you have a spiritual hunger. I know you have a spiritual hunger because if you didn't have a spiritual hunger, you wouldn't go to church. You wouldn't have sought out God in the first place. Nobody would ever come to know God. There wouldn't be all sorts of fake gods out there. because nobody could interest somebody in them if there wasn't a spiritual hunger. Spiritual hunger is something we all have. And we're all seeking to fill it. To feed that hunger. Now, sometimes we feed it with the good food, the right food. That is the work of our Father in heaven. But there's all sorts of bad food out there. Poison even. That tastes good at the moment, but actually does us damage. Well, what he's saying here is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work, that's my food. Then he goes on to explain what exactly went on. Do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Well, that's a good 4 months until harvest time anyways. And he's saying, look at the fields. He's not talking about the physical fields. He's talking about the spiritual fields. The work has already been done. The prophecies that the prophets have given in the Old Testament, all that's already been given. The groundwork's all been done. Because when he spoke to the woman at the well, she said, aha, it's the Messiah. She knew who she was looking for. She knew who she was waiting for. The people down in this Samaritan town, when she said, it's the Christ, it's the Messiah, they knew who she was talking about. See, that prep work, that sowing had already been done. They knew who to look for. They knew what they were waiting for. And she said, he's here. And they came, and he reaped them into the kingdom of God. And that's the same action that he's sending his disciples out to do. The prep work has been done. Go tell them about me, and you can harvest them right into the kingdom. That's what you're going to be doing. Now to back up just an inch. Jesus is talking about this spiritual food, my food, to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. These verses are very important, and we're going to see how important they are when we get to chapter 6. Because it's in chapter 6 that Jesus says that you have to eat of my flesh and drink my blood. He's talking about spiritual food, that He is that spiritual food. And here He's introducing His disciples to the concept of spiritual food ahead of time. Some people think that this chapter 6 came out of nowhere. Where did this come from? All of a sudden Jesus said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. This spiritual food thing. Jesus is laying the groundwork right here, people, in this chapter. He's introducing His disciples, which currently is you and me, to the fact that spiritual food is doing the work of our Father in heaven. What He directs us to do, when He directs us to do it. Not doing what we think He wants to do when we want to do it. That's not spiritual food. At least not the healthy stuff. The healthy stuff is doing what our Lord tells us to do when He tells us to do it. And how He tells us to do it. The disciples have an issue that Jesus works throughout His time with them to try to break them of it. And I don't know if He ever really succeeds 100%. See, the disciples always want to look at the outside. If you look at the outside of this block, what do you see? It's not on my finger there. What do you see when you follow those lines? You see nothing. But if you follow the inside, you look to the inside, you see Jesus. He talks about whitewashed tombs. He talks about the heart time and again through Scripture. And this is just one more time where he's saying, you guys are looking at the outside situation. You need to look at the inside, in the spiritual. What's going on here? What is the truth? The truth was he was leading this woman at the well, and through her, this whole community to saving knowledge, to salvation. And they thought he was talking about some bread and cheese. Maybe a fish. They thought he was talking about lunch. He wasn't talking about lunch. He was talking about the banqueting table. That which is real food. These Samaritans, which the Lord reaped in, originally, they came because of the testimony of one harlot, one woman of ill repute, one woman who, for whatever reason, nobody else in the community would have anything else to do with her. This woman, testimony, brought others to Christ. But here we see, even at the end, that wasn't what kept them. They learned for themselves to have a relationship with Jesus. And that's what kept them. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. It's when they came to Jesus themselves and they heard Him, heard His voice. They believed on the basis of the one, but now they had their own testimony. And now their faith was unshakable. Gosh, there's so much more here, but we need to draw this up, close this up. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. Your food, my food, is to do the will of Him who spoke those words. Let's pray. Father God, we do come before You this morning. We thank You that You give us real food, real drink. Lord, as You spoke to the woman at the well of that font of living water that You would give us. And then You spoke to Your disciples about that spiritual food of doing Your Father's will and completing the work that He's given. Lord, we ask that You would help us to follow our Lord Jesus closely. That we could follow Your will, just as He followed Your will. Lord, that we would find spiritual nourishment, healthy nourishment, through the doing of the work that You lay before us. Father, might we do that work and grow strong in You. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.